Start my talk today with a brief introduction to forest entomology and British Columbia. As some of you are already familiar with, British Columbia has been devastated by the largest mountain pine beetle outbreak in recorded history, and recent estimates suggest that up to 10 million hectares of forest have been affected by this recent outbreak. As you can see in this photo, large expanses of forest have been killed by this mountain pine beetle, and regeneration efforts are underway. A concern to these regeneration efforts is the migration of worn root collar weevil from these mountain pine beetle kill stands out into the young regenerating cuplocks that they've established to regenerate the forest for future management purposes. Worn root collar weevil feeds on a variety of coniferous tree species, specifically lodgepole pine. Weevil feeding on mature trees does not significantly affect growth or result in high levels of mortality, but feeding on younger hosts has been observed to be a significant concern to growth. The worn root collar weevil adults lay eggs around the base of host trees. The eggs hatch, and the larvae feed on the root collar of the host tree during their 2 years of development. If the weevil feeding results in girdling of a host tree, translocation is upset and the host tree is killed. Based on research conducted by Herb Sereski in Alberta and Staffan Lindgren in British Columbia, we have three distribution explanations that help explain the patterns of worn root collar weevil induced mortality within cuplocks. One is that worn root collar weevil populations are migrating from adjacent stands into the cuplock. Two, that worn root collar weevil populations are developing within slash left within these cuplocks after harvesting. And the third explanation is that both of these phenomena are happening in concert to produce these patterns of worn root collar weevil induced mortality we've observed. My research hopes to gain a better understanding of the movement of worn root collar weevil between dead unsalvaged stands and these live young regenerating stands. The research objective of the experiment that I'll be presenting today is to characterize the movement of worn root collar weevils between different habitat types. To accomplish this objective, we used a Markre site experiment in an artificially constructed pine plantation that I will now explain in more detail. For the following experiments, we used a Bjorklund tree trunk funnel trap to collect all the weevils for the experiment, as well as to monitor weevil movement within these research plots. This simple trap, constructed out of tar paper and fluon, is attached to the base of young lodgepole pine trees and is able to effectively attract weevils as well as capture live worn root collar weevils. All the weevils for these experiments were labeled underneath a dissecting microscope using a high-speed rotary drill with a fine-pointed engraving bit to sand off precise labels onto the elytra of the insect. These labels were then colored using one of three stylish model paint colors, as you can see there. In the end, each weevil for the experiments received a unique marker from 0 to 99 in one of these three colors. Three plots were established, each 20 meters by 40 meters in size, containing 200 trees at 2 meter spacing. The live trees were young lodgepole pine seedlings about 1 meter in height, and the surrogate dead trees were collected from nearby mountain pine beetle kill trees. They were just cut off small branches, which were approximately the same size and height as the lodgepole pine seedlings. The first plot had 100 lodgepole pine seedlings planted at 2 meter spacing, surrounded by 100 surrogate dead trees. The second plot was the inverse of the first, with 100 surrogate dead trees surrounded by 100 live trees. The third plot had a mixed habitat in the middle, with 50 lodgepole pine seedlings and 50 surrogate dead trees at 2 meter spacing, surrounded by 100 surrogate dead trees. Each one of the trees was planted using the same technique, so for both the live and the dead trees, and they're both planted in similar habitat types. Each one of the surrogate dead trees and live lodgepole pine seedlings had a Bjorklund tree trunk funnel trap attached to the base of the tree to monitor weevil movement during these experiments. In each one of the three plots, we released approximately 100 Hylobius warrenii along the center line of each one of the plots. Weevils that were captured during the experiments were identified for their unique marker, their specific location was noted, and they were then re-released at the base of the tree to continue the experiment. For the first 8 days of the experiment, we monitored daily capture, where we went out to each one of these three plots and checked all 600 traps for the presence of weevils. After the initial 8 days, we monitored captures 3 to 4 times a week for a total of 4 weeks. During the experiment, we were able to obtain 113 weevil captures. Also, of the 288 weevils that we released, we were able to recapture 101, giving us a recapture rate of 35%. The analysis was done with a logistic multivariate regression using backwards elimination to determine the effect of predictor variables on the probability of each individual tree capturing a weevil. These predictor variables were habitat type, so whether the tree was located within a live, dead, or mixed habitat, as well as tree status, so whether the tree was alive or dead, as well as other predictor variables such as distance from the release point, time since initial release, and distance from the margin. The final model we were left with for the probability of capturing a weevil on an individual tree included the predictor variables of distance from release point, time since initial release, as well as habitat type, so whether the tree was located within live, dead, or mixed habitat. This 3D mesh plot accurately summarizes the results from this model. The green sheet represents all the individual trees found within the live plot. The purple sheet represents all the trees found within the mixed habitat. And the red sheet represents all the trees found within the dead habitat. As you can notice, the probability of weevil capture was significantly higher on the live habitat than it was on the mixed dead habitats. Also, if you notice along the day axis, the probability of capturing a weevil was significantly higher at the beginning of the experiment than it was closer towards the end of the experiment. From this experiment, we conclude that these weevils tend to move towards habitats with live trees. Since they were observed to move more in the dead habitats, and they were observed to move less in the live habitats. Also, since the fact of whether the tree was alive or not did not significantly affect the probability of a tree capturing a weevil, and the habitat type did affect the probability of capturing a weevil, we conclude that habitat is the main factor affecting weevil migration. So this implies that these warren root collie weevils may be migrating from these mountain pine beetle kilt stands into these young regenerating cuplocks. Future research will investigate warren root collie weevil movement through these different buffer types so that we can develop better techniques to protect future lodgepole pine plantations. Future research will also examine host choice on live trees, as well as examine mortality within cuplocks at multiple levels of scale, so that we can gain a broader understanding of how these weevils are not only moving between individual trees, but also how they're moving within the entire cuplock. Great. I'd like to thank everyone for their time today. I'd like to especially thank the Laugh Forest Entomology Group at the University of Northern British Columbia. I'd like to thank all of the field help from this last summer for helping me set up my research plots, as well as my fellow grad students at UMBC, also like to thank the funding sources, specifically the University of Northern British Columbia, CANFOR, the Canadian Forest Service, and the British Columbia Forest Investment Account. Any questions? It's just basically a paper cup that's attached to the base of the tree, and then the weevil walks up to the tree, senses the base, like the root collar of the tree, and then climbs up the trap and it slips into the bottom of the trap, ends up being trapped between the tree and the paper cup.
What about rain and water?
That's a definite concern. If you have a rainfall at night, there's a possibility that if the trap is fixed really tight to the tree, it'll fill with water and
it'll wash out the Luan, I guess.
Luan's actually fairly waterproof, so it did, like, we were able to have traps on trees for most of the summer, and the Luan was still functional. But yeah, the rain is definitely a concern, especially if you're waiting a week to check traps. It could potentially fill up with water.
Okay, thank you. We will take a break. We'll resume in 11 minutes.